Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have returning guest John Koppel is joining us.
Hello, friends.
That's our boy.
And I'm so happy to be here. I love you guys.
Yes.
I'm so happy you're here.
The and love is real.
John's name is now spelled officially J-A-W-N.
John Koppel.
No. John Koppel. I saw the John truck.
Oh, you did
today.
John Morgan, the lawyer?
Yeah, John Morgan. I was like, get off my dick, John Morgan.
Yo, every time we pass that fucking billboard, Kate's like, no, that's John Koppel. John Morgan can't.
Well, we have to explain. So there's like a lawyer whose name is John, but they spell it J-A-W-N in Philly. Like, he's John. And I get offended.
Just for the one billboard, though. Like, it's not. Right. Usually it's spelled John Morgan. You know, that's the
right.
Morgan and Morgan. Morgan and Morgan, we will do ads for your company, by the way. So if you're listening, hit us up. Hit me up.
Anyway, so.
Do we know what kind of law he practices?
Injury, I think.
That is totally an injury lawyer type of gimmick. John Morgan, you see, it'll stick into people's heads. Yeah. When you slip and fall, call that John. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, he's down with like the less fortunate people who use the word John.
But those are exactly the type of people that have been using John for like 20 years now, and it's so fucked out. They're like, I'm done with John. Which is like when us white folks start using it.
J-A-W-N, John Koppel. Okay, so our first topic, I'm just going to say there's something going on with Snickers looking like they have dick veins, and someone, I'll let
What's
you guys
story,
take it
Koppel?
From there.
Yeah, tell us Koppel. About the tell us about the Snickers dick veins.
Well, I had to share this with you guys whenever this big news broke out. I don't know if you guys are news junkies like me, but Snickers dick veins. So what happened was I think it came from Instagram. Yeah, Transgender Marks was the name of the handle. This person who was just fucking around, and she put some fake post out saying that, like, well, Snickers decided to take the dick veins out of the Snickers and just doctored up a picture without the Snickers dick veins. And her whole point was that she was trying to get, like, the far right worked up about cancel culture. It's like, well, Snickers caved and they got rid of their dick veins, their delicious dick veins in the Snickers. And apparently, like, Tucker Carlson and all kinds of far right personalities were like, you see what's happening now? They took away the dick veins.
I never made that connection that they look like dick veins until you sent CG and I that picture with it. And I was like, that's amazing, actually.
That looks so delicious.
Yeah, it's it what does. Makes it so delicious. There's like a sex appeal to it, kind of. It's like a throbbing, well, delicious chocolate bar.
You just bought today these ice cream bars called...
No homo, by the way.
Okay, you just bought...
I do tongue the dick veins while I'm like, oh, I put it in my mouth. I'm like, oh, that's so good. The texture.
That's fucking disturbing.
A cup I love at the bottom. There's nothing a cup, but I'm just like...
the wrapper.
As if they're balls.
And you pretend they're balls.
Yeah.
CG today bought Magnums... these Magnums, ice cream bars.
Yeah, we got a good deal.
I couldn't believe that they had these ice cream bars that sounded so sexual, because when you hear Magnum, I think of Magnum condoms.
Yeah.
And
they look like a big, delicious dick.
Big chocolate dick. Fuck yeah.
I think on the box it says, feels like when semen splurges in your mouth. I think that's what it says.
Oh, word?
The marketing
Yo, listen, team BJ's, really, really we got scored. Basically a dollar a piece. If you buy a Magnum at the Sev, that shit's $2.75.
Wow. All
right, that's what I want to tell America right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, we got that's a box room. I ate two since we got home.
The important shit.
Tonight.
That was fucking 2 hours ago. I already ate two of those Magnums. All right.
Okay. Our next topic, because I only choose topics that are super relevant, is
this
the
is like a speed round is tonight.
The- oh, shit, fucking
sorry, I guess you got things to go to get to. Hit it, Kate.
Kate usually forgets the fucking topics list, and we just talked for 45 minutes about some bullshit. She's on it.
We've got a lot of topics.
Professional.
And I feel like the Snickers dick vein isn't like the most. I mean, I'm teasing
it's
about
not
this
the
next
most
one.
Pressing.
Well, the next one isn't either. I just have to bring it up because it's Dave Matthews Band. Because when we were growing up, it was like a cult to go to the concerts. I never went. I'm not really a fan of them, but that made me.
But you were a fan of getting banged.
I was getting banged without having to go to Dave Matthews concerts.
We were.
We're very impressed.
We
Kate.
Fucking were.
Some
we
of
had
us
to go to Dave
fuck without listening to Dave Matthews Band. We fucked lame follower white chicks. We're like, I think I know where they're gonna be.
Yo, that's why. Yeah, Kate was like, remember when everyone loved Dave Matthews Band? I was like, no, everyone didn't love Dave Matthews Band. You go to the Dave Matthews Band concert because that's where all the hot chicks are. The hot chicks love Dave Matthews, and the hot chicks, even the ones who don't get fucked up, get fucked up at the Dave Matthews Band concert.
People so, like, would it's get a place blackout to be. Drunk
Yo!
At Dave Matthews Band concerts, and I didn't like Dave Matthews Band at all, and I went to plenty of concerts. I'm not trying to sound cool, because I'm actually the worst kind of follower, because I would be like, guys, Dave Matthews Band sucks dick, let's not go. And people would be like, we're all going. Like, all right, I'll go. So when I say I didn't want to go, I still needed to hang out.
The culture was too heavy. I wasn't going to say what I really thought. I'm
well,
like, yeah, sweet Dave. I want to see the violin guy.
Boyd.
Why the fuck do you know Boyd's name? No one besides you knows that guy's name anywhere. Even in the band, they don't even know that guy's name. That's just a guy who plays the fucking violin.
Yo, that dude was a big deal. First of all, he was jacked as hell.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah, he was
I didn't
ripped.
Remember that. Okay.
And my girlfriend back in high school, we were at a show, and she's like, oh, yeah. Like during a violin solo. She's like, yeah, this is why I want to play the violin. I was like, you don't want to play the fucking violin? You never brought this shit up before. What are you talking about? Because she was totally full of shit. But like, so it got ingrained in my head. Like, don't pretend that you love Boyd now.
Boyd was pulling.
So during the violin solo?
We're
the violin about. Solo when like I almost went home. Where I'm like, this, I don't think this concert's worth it. You know, it's like the best time of my life ever. And then that happens. I'm like, yo, guys, listen, can you give me a ride home? I hate to be a buzzkill.
But let me say something. There were some of our friends that genuinely loved.
Oh, there are a them. Lot of Dude, people.
Our boy Tukes, he would bring a pad and pen and write down, as the song would start, he's like, oh, okay, Trippin' Billy's cool. And just write down the set list. Like, what is this for, Dave? Tukes? Why are you doing this? Like, everybody's partying, having a good time. Aww. Why do you need to know?
That's dedication.
Dude. Yeah. Tukes, shout shout out to Tooks, man. That's my man.
At least I don't know why he didn't just go for the pussy. So,
no, dude, I was not getting pussy either. I just went because I had to hang out.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're not guaranteed pussy there. It's just that you know there are going to be hot, fucked up girls there. But, like, definitely. You know, it's still like a crowded place with a lot of people around, very loud. You're not really going to pull some pussy there that easy.
Oh, okay. But no, a lot of people did. A lot of people did. Yeah. Was he a violin or was it a fiddle?
Yes, it was a fiddle, dude.
Was it a fiddle? Listen, my white ass got down during the fiddle solos. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, that
but
hit
you
me.
You danced to it?
Well, I'm a dancer in general. I've got that a dancer's body and a dancer's mentality. That fiddle came out. I did my thing.
Yo, you really? I wish we had a video of like you back in the day, or like our peoples back in the day, and like what they looked like when the fiddle solo happened. Like just them dancing, or like some people were sucking face during the fiddle solo. I bet, like,
yeah, there was a lot of dry humping going on during the fiddling.
Like, I was blacked out hard enough at all of them that, like, I don't know that there was a fiddle solo, or I don't know the guy's name. I definitely don't know the guy's name.
I was busy hanging out with whoever was not hooking up that night. Like, whatever boy of mine wasn't getting laid, I was like, yo,
dude,
me and you are homies tonight.
Dude, we're Dave, and we're fucked up. We're smoking weed. It doesn't matter, man.
You remember?
It's so cool.
Back in those days, you actually didn't do this, but a lot of people did. You would get fucked up and just tell your friend for the next 2 hours why he's your friend. You'd be like, you know why you're my fucking boy, bro? That's why we're boys. And it would just be for the same reason you're boys with everyone else. Because you like the same shit I do.
Like, you wear Umbros. And we fucking like fucking Neapolitan ice cream. I saw you eating that shit. I saw that shit in your freezer, bro. I saw that shit. I know your mom didn't just buy that shit. I know you like that shit.
Okay, yep. We're moving on to the next topic. Damn, that wow. Is relevant.
She ain't saying shit about the topic. She's moving
on. All right, so we're right, Dave baby. Matthews isn't relevant.
Do the damn thing. I'm just saying they were such a thing, and we were at the gym, and a Dave Matthews song came on, and just like time warped me into that movement.
Oh, I just had a weird thought. You remember the part of whatever song where he would say, I'm the king of the castle, you're the dirty rascal, and everyone lost their fucking mind? You remember that part?
Yeah.
That would be the part where I would want to go home. Like, the fact that you guys, everyone's head just exploded over that line, that sucked. That's when I wanted a new group of friends.
You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
It's like, that's fucking lame.
I mean, it's a pretty cool line. It's not cool enough for everyone to.
It's not.
Not a cool line at all.
Drop their pants.
Just the word rascal is not okay. Cool in any way.
So this. I like the word rascal.
Yo, you're a rascal.
You're a motherfucking rascal. Yeah, what do you say to a little kid?
Yeah.
A little fucking rascal.
You don't say to a kid.
Well, that's how you talk to kids.
Well, that's where you lower your voice to say that. But like, if they're being real bad,
I was saying it in place of profanity, and you're like, you're a fucking rascal. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you up, you little fucking piece of shit rascal. You.
Yeah, I guess I gotta dial it back a notch.
Okay, so. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I have not watched too much of it. I try, but like some of it, I just can't. But basically, Johnny is saying she would hit him at times or throw things at him. And then there was one time where she pooped in their bed. And
she
I think that's
in his bed.
That's crazy.
Well, so
she
hold
cut
up.
Off a piece of his finger once
on purpose,
intentionally, I believe.
Jesus.
I don't know enough. Damn it. I was hoping one of us would know.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you
men,
guys to give me.
Listen up, men.
But hold up.
Even if they're hot, you still got to determine whether or not they'd shit in a bed.
Hold up.
You know?
Well, she's been diagnosed with all kinds of like personality disorders. They both were apparently raised in abusive households. Aww. So it's sad, and that'll, you know, have repercussions.
I can feel for anyone, and I don't hate her. Like, some people are booing her, and it's like, you know, I feel like everyone has a story to why they got to where they are. But at the same time, like, I just can't imagine shitting in CG's bed.
I can imagine you shitting in my bed.
No way.
I could totally imagine it. I'm Koppel, picturing it right now.
Koppel can imagine the phone call from me when you shit in my bed. So,
listen to the one that has fucking rascal shit right in my bed.
Listen, Koppel, can you get over here? This fucking rascal shit in my bed.
So apparently they had a cross-examination with the doorman yesterday, and he got sick of it and just took off in the car. And apparently he's on Zoom the whole time. So watch him. He's vaping while he's just got sick of the whole thing and just started not taking it seriously at all, which is very fascinating.
The trial?
Yeah. Trial. Apparently.
So hold on. What is the fucking trial for? It's for she's trying to get more of his dough?
Defamation. No, he sued her and she's countersuing. So they divorced 6 years ago. This has been.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was over.
They had some agreement to not talk about each other. And then she wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post 4 years ago about what it's like to be abused in a very public relationship.
Jeez.
And Johnny Depp was like, this is clearly about me, bitch. So that's what he said. And yeah, it led to a suit in England and a suit here. And that's what it's all about. So I don't know exactly what they're
going
to try.
So he's suing her?
For defamation.
For money?
I think... I don't know. She can't have money. He's got all the money in the world.
She starred in Aquaman. She might have got paid $20 million just for that.
No.
No?
That's not, no.
No.
No way.
All right, she wasn't the lead.
She wasn't the lead, and even Jason Momoa.
What, she made $10 million?
No way. She probably made $1 million.
It was Aquaman.
So he did That's all the Pirates of the shit. Caribbean movies. Johnny Depp's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, no, he's much richer. I don't disagree with that. But I'm saying, like, she has a little. No?
I don't know. I find it fascinating that this is just two celebrities that nobody had talked about in at least 5 years. And now it's like, all right, who cares about the pandemic? Who cares about Ukraine? Let's watch these crazy people argue.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Johnny Depp is the man.
I actually know a lady, an aunt of a former girlfriend of mine, shit in her husband's truck. And I guess he cheated sometimes, and she took a shit in his truck. Wow. And she was cool with it. She told us about it. She liked it. She was glad she did. So
was she attractive? So
I
imagine.
She was very pretty.
How about that?
Yeah. So like it does happen. It's like, you know, I'm gonna get you back, and you don't like feces. I guess that's the mindset.
Something
like,
I learned from our time together.
I haven't done it or anything, but like it seems like a thing that is done at times.
There is something hot about a woman getting really angry with you.
Oh my gosh. Not to the point of shitting in your bed.
I don't want someone to shit in my bed, but like...
No, but like if she's that angry with you, you're hot as fuck. Like that means that how hot you are and how attractive, like how mad she can get. Mm-hmm. And so I get what you're talking about, Koppel. Koppel knows. Koppel's a fucking man dime. All right. Yeah. That happens to people like him. True. It doesn't happen to everybody. But he can inflame a woman's anger like none other.
I hear what you're saying. The only time I've ever threatened to poop on anyone's anything was when my son, when he was young, would always... I felt disrespect expensive things like put juice boxes on video game consoles or, you know, like technology that's expensive. So I was like, if you keep disrespecting my property, I'd either say I'm going to pee or poop on your toys.
So the video game console was yours?
No, like, but it would just be like a computer or just something that's like expensive. And I would see a drink on it.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, you know, please stop
putting. What kind of juice boxes?
I mean, just random ones, but still, just be careful. Generic, like, that's random? Not a coaster. You know, I don't know.
Put nicer juice boxes.
Anyway, so I was like, I'm not proud of this, but I'd be like, I will poop. And I wouldn't really do it, but I was like, I will poop on your toys if you don't respect my stuff. And he's like, you're going to poop up my toys? And I'm like, no, obviously I'm not going to do that. But you get my point. And you'd be like, that's fucked up.
That's a very distracting threat, Mom.
He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, please, just stop putting juice boxes. He's like,
you're supposed to be my mom. You're going to shit on stuff? That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty young, he knew. Like, when I would step over the line, he'd be like, you're stepping over the line, lady. You really need to check yourself. I'd be like, I'm sorry, you're right. I do, and that's unacceptable. But please respect property. All right,
I like Johnny Depp wears the eyeliner when he's, like, in... You know, he's in court. He's wearing eyeliner. He's got a million rings and bracelets on. And we're like, there you go, Johnny. Don't you know, change.
This is what I think is funny, though. I think he's seen himself in the movies, and he does look more attractive with the eyeliner on as Jack Sparrow. And so he just knows, you know, this does make me more attractive. And whatever we think as men in the regular world about eyeliner, makeup might make men more attractive, too.
And you can get away with it if you're eccentric. And this guy spent 15, 20 years hanging out with Hunter S. Thompson on all kinds of drugs that we haven't even heard of. Like, he gets down in a different way than we understand.
Right.
Yeah.
You just made him sound cool as fuck with that drugs we ain't even ever heard of. I was like, in my head, I was like, have I never heard of certain drugs? It's like, holy shit, I need to do those.
Stop it.
I hate it's that I my joke. Head just said the same thing.
That's because you're both fucked up. Like, that makes not me a funny lot joke. It's
cool that they know about drugs that I don't know about yet.
Jesus. If I could ask Johnny one question.
Okay.
Like, are there drugs I don't know about yet? He's like, God damn right there are. Do you have $1 million a night to throw away? I didn't fucking think so.
Next topic. Elon Musk is buying Twitter, and Twitter is going crazy over it, which kind of surprised me. I guess part of why they're going crazy is he's going to take the social media company private, and some people are concerned he'll lift Trump's Twitter ban. But right now, Trump's saying he'll stay on his own social media outlet called Truth Social. Yeah, I think it's funny because people are acting like Twitter was the best place to be before all of this. It's like, you're rooting sacred Twitter. Like, Twitter's kind of a bummer. Like, there are some cool parts to it, but it can be painful to be on there. So, I mean, I don't have much of an opinion on it. Maybe I'm missing big things, but I find it interesting when you go on there, people are like, a lot of people are pissed. He said one of his tweets was, next I'm buying Coca-Cola to put the cocaine back in. I thought that was funny.
That's cool as fuck.
That was funny.
I feel like Elon Musk is cool. I feel like he gets a bad rap.
He said he wanted
to fight Biden. Didn't he say that? He wanted to challenge Biden to a fight? Or no, Putin. Putin to a fight. Sorry.
My God. He doesn't want to challenge our
elderly president.
No, I'm not cool with that.
Oh my God.
He said he wanted to fight Putin. I thought that was pretty cool.
He wanted to fight Jimmy Carter.
And now saying he'd put the cocaine back in Coca-Cola. Dude, those must have been the days. 1905 or whatever, you and the kids run down to the marketplace and get a Coke, and it's got cocaine in it. Best day ever for the family.
It was a good time.
You loved your family back in those days when everybody, all the kids and y'all could just drink Coca-Cola.
By the way, sometimes
bro sessions all day.
As a parent, you fuck up. And, like, you put your kid in a position where they're not going to behave. And then you're like, you piece of shit, kid. What's wrong with you? But you did it. That must have happened all the time back in the day. You let your kid have a bunch of cocaine-infused Coca-Cola. And then your kid acts up and you beat the shit out of him. Because back then, that's what parents would do.
Right.
Yeah.
So terrible.
But it definitely happened. But beat him, that beats the, like, you know, cocaine attitude right out of him.
Well, you'd like, be now coked you can't up, do so that. You're not controlling how hard you're hitting the poor kid.
You're strong as shit, but so is the kid.
You square up.
The kid's like, hit me again. He's like, give me that goddamn Coca-Cola.
Now tell me about your business idea again, son. Tell me you were talking. You were going for a while.
He's like, this is what I'm saying. Tires. It's the next big thing, Dad.
So Elon Musk seems like he has some good ideas with it. He wants to, you know, verify each user, you know, get rid of all the bots is going to be a big focus. And I think he's trying to, I don't know, he had some other good ideas. I'm not even on Twitter. But it is weird, the idea of like one extremely wealthy person controlling what's essentially the public square.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't, it's not that it's him. I think a lot of people are upset because they don't trust him for whatever reason. But any person, anybody that has that much money, the richest person in the world, that corrupts people.
Yeah. I guess it is scary. I just, I don't know. Watching Twitter explode is always interesting. And for me, I don't know how I feel about Trump being allowed to be back on Twitter. I understand. I really do think he created a riot that stormed the Capitol. So I get why that's a big deal. But I will say his tweets were always entertaining. But I'm not someone who would listen to them and storm the Capitol. You know, it was more of like, oh, okay, he's tweeting that now, rather than being like, what did he say? Yeah! You know?
I don't know. I don't know the answer, because to me, it's like he would instigate violence. And yeah. I think there's 50 different ways that you can kind of flip and turn examples and... You know, I stand by that I feel like he did that occasion after occasion. And it's like, is it a private company or even a publicly traded company's responsibility to, like, if they don't want someone in there instigating violence, then yeah, that person shouldn't be on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if he incites violence, he really should stay off of it. But sometimes they were really, really juicy. His tweets.
Well, there's definitely been times that I'm like, what would Trump be tweeting right now?
Exactly.
That rascal. He'd be saying some wild shit.
Another topic. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, and Megan Fox sometimes drink each other's blood, but she's saying it's not that big of a deal. It's not what people think. So she's saying... It's not like they drink goblets of each other's blood. I don't know if any of us were picturing that.
You ain't getting no goblet of somebody else's blood, dude, without them being passed out on your couch.
Well, she was like, it's not like we cut ourselves open with like swords, but like then she described it.
We're not weird about it.
She described it and it still felt just off to me. Like they still cut themselves open and drink a couple drops. And do like rituals.
I'm trying to know what like the very attractive young people are doing. Maybe that's keeping them young and attractive. I'm trying to do what they're doing.
We're not Billy Bob doing
Thornton
that.
And Angelina Jolie, did they keep each other's blood in an amulet around their neck or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if they ever drank each other's. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's all in
realm. In case of emergency, you break the amulet and you drink it.
Gosh. Don't you know about medicine?
Getting to know, dude. That was a long time ago.
I think this is what people that aren't interesting do to just seem interesting. It's kind of like getting a fucked up haircut or like terrible tattoos. They do that to seem more interesting than they are. Like, yeah, we drink each other's blood. You're like, all right, what else? Like, what? I don't trust it.
It sounds like a quick way to get AIDS, potentially.
Right? No, I'm not that worried about it. If they do some ritualistic shit with each other, like that's fine, I guess. I just like when somebody's hot, like we're talking about what Megan Fox does, like to me, like it's cool. It's like models, like any clothes that they put on are gonna be cool because like they're hot. So yeah, to me, like it works the same way with just like what people are doing with themselves.
I just don't. I think it's a
I'm
hard.
Like, oh,
no.
Is that cool now? Like, should I start doing that? No. That's more what I'm thinking when I hear.
Don't
about
be
that.
A follower, Siege. don't cut yourself open.
I'm like, they look good. No. They look good. Should we start doing that shit?
No, that's a no. Yeah.
By the way, you're making a lot of sense right now, though.
That's what I'm saying.
This is why I was never hot. I never followed them.
Am I that cool? I ain't that cool. Like they're a lot cooler than me.
Some blood out.
Make fun of it. Like maybe I should start doing that shit.
Maybe you should try it. I'm not doing it. That's not my shit.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it off the air, baby.
Hey, hon. Listen, I hear a lot of like the hot younger people are like drinking each other's blood. So if you wanted, yeah, I disgust her. She's not... It's like, get your fucking fat blood away from me.
As I'm getting older, I just want to do whatever the young people are doing. I'm like, oh, is that what they're doing? Yeah, oh yeah, I can get down with that. Yep.
No, terrible.
Well, you know, we'll talk later. We'll talk off the air.
And John especially can't give any blood because he has to save all of his healthy energy for this Sunday. He's running on Broad Street, which is a...
The Broad Street Run!
Which is a big deal in Philly. It's 10 miles, right?
It's 10 miles. Like 40,000 people do it every year. Damn. It started in 1980 and it just grew and grew. And especially like over the last 20 years or so, it exploded to the point where they have... When I first started doing it in 2005, you just get in, of course. But now they have a lottery. Okay. And it's wild. I find it fascinating when you go... And you get to like see this whole world. Like when you get to see a subculture that you don't ever think about or even know exists, and you're like, you see it up close. I kind of think of it like if you played competitive chess or sang in a choir or something, you'd be like, what the fuck? Like until you get there, you don't realize
that you're going to be hanging out with a lot of pussies. No. Those two that you mentioned. Sure. Yeah, but not the run.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like a pickleball tournament. That was another thing where you see people. It's like, oh, they all know each other. They play in these things all the time. They've got all the gear. That's wild.
Oh, do the Broad Street Run people all fucking, they fucks with each other? Well, like
there's the serious runners and there's running clubs. Running is just something I do by myself and don't like to talk about it. I don't have a bumper sticker on my car. You know, it's just something I do because I'm afraid of getting old. Like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get there, and there's all these people that like seem to live for running, and that's weird enough, but then the whole race, there's people cheering you on, and I don't understand the mentality of those people, but they're the best, because they make you feel so good, and it really keeps you engaged, and in a lot of ways, I feel like it's like, it makes me have faith in people. It's like,
oh, like who so are these people who don't run? But they come to the Broad Street Run to cheer you on. Like, is that the mothers of the people or like the families?
I think it's a lot of people that live on or near Broad Street. And then there are some people that are
like,
this
shit is in my fucking backyard taking up my whole street. Like, I might as well just go out.
Well, so all the people that are cheering really helps out for like the two or three people that you'll pass at some point who go, oh, way to go. Way to shut down the whole fucking city. God damn it.
Oh, you do get those people.
You get like two of those people and I love them. They're the best.
That's great.
Yeah.
Keeping it real. Keeping it honest about their true feelings.
Oh, no. Those people are like either schizophrenic or drunk. Like, they're not just, like, people having... Sometimes it's someone having a bad day, but I always like, oh, look at the crazy person, you know what I mean? Oh. I love you, buddy.
Crazy people would be mad as shit just about whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I mean, I don't know.
That's profound.
That was my point, but, I mean, they'd be mad about some shit.
I just want to say something about the Snickers dick veins real quick. I think more food should have dick veins.
Yes.
Yo, like corn dogs?
Where's the dick vein? Maybe we'd want to eat corn dogs
a lot
more.
Yeah, maybe people will fuck with corn dogs except besides when they're at the circus.
Corn dogs are already delicious. Like, I don't know.
Well, like, how often do you, like, have a corn dog or, like, even think about a corn dog?
Like, 3 or 4 a week?
No. No.
What if I came over tonight and you guys are like, Copple, so good. Do you want a corn dog? Corn dog,
like,
man.
What the fuck? How do you have a corn dog? You're not at the fucking circus.
You can't put a dick vein in hot food because then it really is, you know, dick adjacent.
It's like a steamy dick vein.
How'd you like my hot dog with a dick vein? It's about 98.6 degrees. Try this.
Yeah, that hits too close to home.
Yeah.
I don't know, like if they gave pizza where some of the cheese was a little thicker than the other parts, like a little dick veiny in the cheese, that might just be awesome.
That's turning my stomach, actually, picturing that. That like seems like a brain to me, like looking at a brain with all these veins running through it.
Okay.
Now, can we talk about real quick that car wash down the street that we pass every day?
Oh my God.
And they have like 8 bums to dry the one car coming out of the car wash.
They hired homeless people?
Like bum looking people, like I don't know, there's 8 of them, there's fucking 8 people, it's the tiny little car wash, one car comes out at a time and there's 8 bums to dry off your car. So like I don't know how they're doing it. I think maybe they just
are they illegals? That, because I'm wondering, like, how do you pay all these people?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like it's like, don't worry what crime you've committed or like what your background check says, or you know what I mean? Like, it's like the most hardened criminals drying off your car, wherever country you came from illegally. It's all good. But like, I want to go there now. Like, there's eight fucking there's eight towels on your shit. The second you get out of the car wash, your shit is looking sparkling. Every car I see drive out of there is looking legit, bro. So I do have to stop him.
It looks like a car wash gangbang. It's like 10 people on one car vigorously working. It's very, very overwhelming. Small
car wash. Very few cars go through that car wash. Only one can come out at a time. And then there's fucking 10 people always crowded like around.
10 ex-cons.
Dude,
if you don't just have a rap sheet, I don't trust you to wipe down my car anyway.
I want to make a fucking, yo, true to that, brother. I want to make a fucking TikTok video about this place because I want to show people that it's real. Next topic, maybe.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Let's get into people who care too much about their local sports franchises. So, Cobble, how do you feel about this?
All right. It's today is Friday, April 29th. Philly people, last night, Thursday the 28th, was a great night to be a Philly sports fan. And I like also the you know, bad side to that is, why was I so happy? The Sixers, you know, they finished their series. They closed out the Raptors, and the Eagles did great in the draft. And I'm fucking 41 years old, and I'm gainfully employed, and I have two kids. And I woke up today like strutting. I was like, hell yeah, it's a good day. And it's just like, isn't it ridiculous at a certain point? Like, isn't, I guess.
I think it's straight retarded. But.
Thank you.
But honestly, like, if people are happy, I'm happy. If the Philadelphians around me are happy, I'm a happy guy. And I'm going to pretend I give a fuck about whatever they're talking about.
But
I'm going to watch just, you know, little clips so I can set, you know, talk about what they're talking about and be happy with them. But I think it makes everybody around happier. So
the fact that last night, instead of hanging out with my wife, who wanted to spend time with me, my beautiful, loving wife, wanted to sit down with me and
shout
watch
out
something.
To Meg.
Shout out to Meg. She probably Meg. Wanted to give me a handy or something. She probably wanted to mix it up. And I am just pacing back and forth like a crazy person. When the Sixers are up 30 points, I'm like, stay focused, guys. Stay focused. Take it to the rack. And she's like, do you want to hang out now? I'm like, wait, Meg, wait, hold up. Hold up. That's not normal behavior.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys also do this. So you're just agreeing with me that it's fucked up.
I mean, no, I'm taking the handy.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get the handy.
I don't turn them down often.
They're good handies.
Put your hand right here.
If that's on the table, I'm going to be hanging around.
Yeah. Well, I need to adjust my priorities then.
Remember, like, back in the day, like middle school, high school, like you'd hang around for like 6 hours in the hopes of a hand job.
Oh yeah.
Like you're spending so many hours just in the hopes of getting your dick touched.
Dude,
and you'd know, like you'd be sweating it out. Like this is long, hard, you know, hours. Like I'm trying to put in here, but like I know, like it's possible that something goes down at the end of this. So
hanging out with people that you did not like, with no idea how you were going to get home, like, dude, because
there's,
you know,
one chick slutty enough that she might touch your dick in at the right moment. I remember those days.
Was that girl me?
No.
No, you, it was a sure thing in the first time.
Yeah. No, it's you, like, don't worry, she goes to sleep at 9 o'clock. You're gonna know soon enough.
Oh, she's getting it in. She didn't invite us over for nothing. Yeah, ew, no. I knew no, with you it wasn't.
She didn't invite us over for nothing. You just made it sound like real, like I'm just, I was,
no,
a real,
well, you'd
whore.
Cloud it by inviting like a handful of people over, you know. No, she didn't.
Damn right.
No, you actually didn't do that.
No.
You were ballsy enough to just be like, hey, you want to come over and study? And I'll be like, why are you talking like that? And you'd be like, my dad will be here at 3. I'm like, oh. So yeah, and then you just did yeah, the damn thing.
Yeah, study these titties. I remember worse than, like, you know, going out on a limb to try to get a handy would be like to try to get like some dirt weed. You would get in the car with sketchy people. You'd put yourself in bad positions.
Oh, dude, sketchiest ever. Yo, I remember. And then we'd end up getting some brown weed by the end of it.
Yeah,
I feel like the weed we got back then was brown.
Yeah.
I thought weed was brown for like those 2 years. Like I was in eighth and ninth grade. I thought weed was brown. Somebody gave me some green weed one time. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Come
get
back
the
with
fuck
the real
out
shit
of here with that, man.
With the red hairs in it? What do you think? I'm an idiot?
Get out of here, pussy.
By the way, I wish we still had brown weed. I could smoke weed and still talk to people.
I could actually smoke it like we could back then. Shit's too good. Shit's been too good since I was 14.
You mentioned titties a little bit ago, which brings me to
our next topic. Mentioned titties a few minutes ago.
Moving on, titties. We should have little dings. Ding. Next topic, titties.
The topic is,
you should put all the topics on the board and let us choose what's next. Like, yo, who had something for titties? Oh, that was me, Siege.
Titties.
Well, it's the topic is grandmas with big titties because...
Oh, God damn it.
We've been spotting them everywhere, dude. No, me and Kate. Like, Kate puts
no,
them
today
out
we
too.
Were
they're everywhere
shopping,
in our neighborhood.
And there was this, like, granny with the biggest, perkiest boobs. And I don't know if they're real or fake,
Kate,
but I was like...
my attention to it.
I was
didn't
like,
say shit.
It was just funny. It was, like, very porn boobs on, like, a granny.
Like,
and
a gray-haired / white-haired
I'm
grandma.
Not against it. It was just a new... You know,
huge
and I just
titty grandmas are so fun to see. It's just like, why do they still have huge titties?
The old lady in Ozark has some titties.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And she shows them.
Wait.
I wasn't ready for them.
Which one are we talking about?
Are you talking about
Darlene?
Darlene has some titties.
But you know who had big ones too? Helen, the lawyer in there, had huge ones too.
Yeah. So it's wild. I still
No, we're talking about like
you want to? You talk
like,
older,
like older, fatter, like
old fat titties.
No,
now
it doesn't
we're
have
talking
to be that.
No. Like old, overweight grandmoms.
This one wasn't even
old,
overweight
sweet ladies,
though. Just like an
Barbara
older
Bush
looking.
Titties.
Massive Barbara
titties.
Bush titties.
We, dude, they're all over our neighborhood. There's something. There is something in the water around here where all the grandmas got huge titties. So y'all come check it out.
Bring your old titties.
But no, honestly, audience, we need your help. We need grandmas with huge titties. If you know any, please contact us. Kate, where
no,
can they contact us?
They can contact
us?
You.
Please
I've
contact
got,
me.
CG wants CG to do...
Erickson, ERICKSON1 @gmail.com. please contact me if you know a grandmom with huge titties who wants to be in some videos. Not naked titties. It wouldn't be naked titties. Listen. It would just be a grandma with huge titties in a video. We want to do a montage to celebrate what this nation brings to the table. I feel like this is one of the only nations where grandmas have huge titties besides Italy.
I don't know if you're right about that.
You think Italy has them too, right?
Italy's got some definitely. Big old titties.
But like, I feel like this is one of the only countries with grandmas.
Well, because we have a lot of dairy in this country. We eat a lot of, you know, cheese.
Dude, milk-fed people.
Yeah.
Like,
so listen, if your grandmother doesn't listen to the podcast or struggles to use email, you can reach out to Siege on behalf of your grandmother.
That's what I'm saying. We need listeners cool enough that they know grandmas are big titties that just want to wild out a little bit. We'll come to the crib, shoot a video. Just have grandma dance, give a thumbs up. Yeah. Maybe she's got a boat. We kind of want a grandma on a boat with like the wind blowing through her hair. We'll do the editing. There'll be slow motion stuff, and there'll be. But we want to celebrate. It might be like patriotic.
We'll put on like Frank Sinatra, whatever she listens to. Like old music, it's fine.
Yeah, dude. Like we want to make your grandma shine. It doesn't have to be your grandma.
She's the greatest generation. Show her some respect.
Exactly. And if she's still rocking big titties, we want her in a video. Kate, this was Kate's idea, by the way. It sounds perverted.
No, you took it in a whole other direction. I at first was like, it's a jarring thing. And I think it's also interesting because women who just started getting boob jobs when it was new, now also they're becoming grandmas.
They might be the first generation of titty jobs, of boob jobs.
As they age, and it's just interesting to see these big, perky, maybe fake boobs on
Ethel.
Yeah, it's just, it's Agnes. I'm not used to it. And I don't even know if those ones were fake. Agnes, but then CG.
Agnes, get them big titties out of here.
CG also just appreciates big boobs in general. And yeah, grandmas with.
We say Ethel?
You said Ethel.
I did already say Ethel. Damn it.
I think in South Florida or California and probably even New York, you probably see a lot of older ladies that got enhancements in their 60s and 70s because vanity, it doesn't go away. I've seen this
right,
up close.
Right. I mean, more what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a different look.
I think the look that we're finding.
She was totally grandmaed out.
But with these jarring, perky tits. Like, you know, she takes care of her grandkids. She makes cookies and stuff like that. Like, doesn't have that much energy. Doesn't, you know, answers the phone with telemarketers call. Right. Definitely. But like just is still rocking some huge titties.
And to be clear, I don't think Siege, and this is all Siege, it's disgusting to me. I don't think Siege is sexualizing. I don't think he watches grandma porn.
Kate brought this up. No, it wasn't me at all.
Sexualizing. No. Nobody's sexualizing them. We're celebrating them.
Yes.
Because, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing this isn't
disrespectful
a porn
is
thing.
Happening. Nobody's whacking off.
Exactly.
Well, he wanted to call the web series or the montage Matriarch.
Yeah. I thought it was, well, or maybe the production company is called Matriarch.
Oh, this is all very upsetting. I don't know how long I can stick with this band.
It's more about like, you know, like they're going strong, like coming near the end of their time here. You know, they're still going strong. Like they kept the most important thing.
It's like a great fighter. The last thing they lose is their punching power. Last thing grandma loses is them titties.
Exactly. Like that's when you knew like she was a goner. Like that's like you could tell like no. It's like, hey, what happened to grandma's titties? You know, and then you know
it's time for us to start making arrangements. Well, we knew it wasn't going to last forever.
You guys are so terrible.
Every
start making arrangements.
Every set of titties has one last bounce in them.
I'm definitely glad we brought this up around you. You were the right person to talk to about it.
It's crazy to think that you know, as you get older, and I didn't understand this when I was younger, you're always going to be attracted to people your age. Like, and right now we're middle-aged. When I was in middle school and high school, I legit thought, like, oh my God, when I'm older, I'm going to be attracted to underage girls because that's what's the hottest. So I'm going to be a weird man. And of course, I'm not that at all. But I was like, clearly, this ninth grader I'm looking at, it doesn't get better than that. And then you get older, and the ninth grader is like, ew, like, you know, you just don't look at them that way.
Right.
We're going to be looking at grandmas in like 20 years. They're going to be like, oh, shit, dude, Ethel, you're looking all right.
I graduated to that already.
Ew. No, just kidding, baby. Do you, honestly, sing your soul song?
Yeah, no, I hear that. I do.
It's weird, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. That's upsetting.
It is. I mean,
by the way, I indulged you on grandma titties for like 20 minutes. I bring up like, hey, when we're older, we're going to like age appropriate women. You're like, all right, weirdo.
Listen, listen.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Grandma titties.
You're sick.
It wasn't about grandma titties in general, because I'm not a fan of grandma titties in general. It's grandmas who have huge titties. They're just like.
Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it. You hear that?
It's not
that I'm just into grandma's titties. I like huge old titties.
No, it's not about liking.
It's like
them.
An aesthetic,
it's
though.
It's a spectacle to behold. It's just
I just like looking at them.
American.
I wish this was
splendor.
The age of like circuses, so that I could start like a show and just have big titty grandmas and like, you know, come see the show, and like people would pay big money for them and their kids to come see big titty grandmas.
This sounds terrible, and, honestly.
But if you say something disrespectful, you get the fuck out of my circus.
No, we got bouncers.
Yeah.
And some of them are big titty grandmas.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, like, because they know, like, the other ones, like, don't disrespect us.
Oh, I want to.
Part of this.
I want to be reprimanded by a big titty grandma right now.
Oh, you don't say shit. If a big titty grandma tells you what to do, you do it.
They
like,
are
I'm
the
a grown
alpha.
Man. Dude.
In any
they're
room.
They're above anyone.
Yeah.
They're above the president. If there's a big titty grandma in the room, in the Oval Office when they're having, like, war conferences, and she speaks up, everybody's like, yo, dude, chill the fuck out. Like, she's
Tyler Perry, one of the richest men ever, chooses to dress up as a big titty grandma.
That's true.
Medea.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Medea.
No one's more powerful than Medea.
That, I mean,
that's true.
It's got a lot of truth to it.
If your kids are misbehaving, and like, my kids don't listen to me at all, but if some big titty grandma shows up, it's like, children, they'd be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Okay.
All right, we got to move on to our last topic.
All right. Now that we peaked, let's keep going.
Cock blocking teenagers. Is it ever okay?
This, I have to admit, this was my topic. Now, all right. So that janitor who says, hey, you kids, stop fucking around. Or your parents, or your, you know, whoever. We're grown-ups now. Is it okay to cock block teenagers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to?
Okay.
Are
kinda,
you supposed
yeah.
to stop?
A
if
bit,
you see some
yeah.
teenagers fucking around, are you supposed to stop?
Not if you don't know them. Or,
like, no. Is like, that hey, you strange kids. Stop fucking around back there. I want to be that old man who does
that.
I'm
not that.
Paint
like
me a picture. What's the scenario here?
Well, no. There's a lot of scenarios. That's actually, it is a wide-ranging question because it goes from.
I don't watch teenagers getting it on that often. So
I know when we were teenagers, we had to be very careful about, like, you know, parents will stop you from getting laid.
Yeah.
Teachers will stop you from getting laid. The janitor at the school might stop. Any adult
How
might.
How many times has a janitor stopped you?
Yeah, what?
This example keeps coming back.
I feel like there's been a lot of times.
I feel like you
when,
saw
like,
in a movie.
You're messing around like in a gymnasium or something. And then like the only person around to fuck with you is the janitor.
Has this happened
then,
to you?
It's very Breakfast
I don't,
Club.
It's yeah. weird. I feel like maybe I've dreamt about it and it hasn't actually happened. But like, basically you're sneaking around when you're a teenager to try to find places to like make out with chicks or do whatever you do, right?
Yeah.
And it's because grown-ups are cock blocks and they will cock block you. But now, guess what? We're grown up. Are we supposed to cock block? That's the question.
I kind of made some promises to myself when I was younger, you know, that I would never like close myself off to new kinds of music. That's one of them, that I would never stop cursing. And I feel like I probably promised myself I would never cock block some kid just trying to get some strange.
Now, this is the thing.
I will.
To me.
Well, if it's inappropriate, I think right now not I'm like, also I won't... really concerned about the girl. I'm always like, you know, maybe because I'm a father of daughters. I'm like, what are you doing with that girl?
Let me say this. I'm not going to cock block, but I'm also not going to completely support like, come on, sleepovers. I'll leave you guys alone. Like, yeah. That, like, I'm not going to fully support where it's like my fault if someone gets pregnant. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but I'm
shit.
Not going to cock block. Like, I don't care who wants to do what. I just don't want to be the one creating a space for teenagers to get pregnant.
Oh,
ever.
That's a whole other thing. You don't want to facilitate like people smashing like underage.
Ruining children's lives and their parents' lives. No, that's what.
But other than that, I don't care.
This but what is do you, the what thing. Do, can we get a scenario?
I'm more talking about this. All right, if you're stopping.
Let's say there's a janitor.
No. Say you have daughters or say there's like, you know, a girl involved that you care about. Then yes, you cock block. You get that girl out of there. I completely agree with that. This is where I disagree.
Is it like a random couple that's under the boardwalk and you're like walking around at night on the beach?
No, I'm more
What's
talking about like your children. I'm what? More talking about like if you have children and they are now
do you cock block your children? Of course you cock block your children.
Hold on. The question is more about, yikes. Hold on. No, if your children are girls, yes, you cock block them.
Oh, please.
Definitely. Ugh. If they're boys,
oh my God,
you do not cock block them. It is hard enough to pull chicks without your parents cock blocking you.
Nah, you have to. It might even be more important.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
You listen to me.
Your parents should be happy that they have a kid who can pull chicks, because it's hard enough to pull chicks out there without somebody trying to cock block you.
I feel like 13-year-old CG's coming through.
He is. Right. Yeah. And look.
I think we had this conversation like 25
years. They should be happy.
My stupid what if, fucking parents.
What if instead your 15-year-old son couldn't pull bitches? Mm. And that was the concern.
Yeah.
That is much worse. I think it's almost like he's doing good
I
in
think
a
it
sport.
Might be more concerning having a father that says pulling bitches. That could also be worrisome.
All right. That's a different day. That's for a different
Koppel
day.
Doesn't agree.
For I'm not that worried about that.
For a different crowd.
Yeah. If you had a son, it's like, yo, he's pulling mad bitches. I would be like, I'm concerned with your vernacular. No, I'd be psyched.
You'd be like, he is? Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, I knew he was going to be the shit. Yeah, no, we'd have a good time talking about it. Not live, but we talk about it. But listen, it's hard to pull chicks
sure.
in the first place. I think that's almost like your kid is great at basketball and then you try to pull him off the basketball team.
Yeah, he's gifted. Why get in the way?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but definitely get your point. You know what? To your point, I wasn't raised with my father in the house, and I had, you know, that girlfriend that pretended to love Boyd from Dave Matthews Band. My mom was all about like, well, don't let me get in your way. Like, she was psyched that I was getting mine. She was all about that, which like,
dude, no, your mom's a different creature. She's just a beautiful human being, just all around. She knew things people don't know before they die. She knew when she was young and she had us,
yeah,
you know, running around smoking weed in her basement, you know.
I don't know. I would be afraid that
be
if
the
I
smokiest
had,
basement ever.
That's true.
And she'd just be like, are you guys smoking down there? And we'd be like, you'd be like, shut your fucking mouth, mom.
They're incense. Leave us alone.
It's fucking incense. That's what kids do. It makes it smell good. She'd be like, okay, I'll make some grilled cheeses later. Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days.
I wouldn't want like the word to be out like, yeah, people getting on at his house.
Yeah.
You know, amongst other parents. That would be...
Oh, amongst other parents, because that was the word about your house in high school.
Was it?
But when you weren't a parent. when you were a kid.
Oh, wow.
It was like, yeah, people get it on at Koppel's house.
Oh, wow. Snap.
That's a... Damn, I knew my house was the shit.
But, but you know, as an adult...
It was not Koppel,
the kids
you.
Can't be like...
His friends.
That's where you get it on at Koppel's house. Then, no. That's no good at all.
Wow.
You're a horrible parent if that's...
So you're against cock blocking teenagers,
unless you had a daughter. I didn't say that. I am fully for cock blocking girls.
Ugh.
But if it's a boy that you love, if it's a son,
and you love him,
really love him with your heart, you don't cock block him because he went through enough hurdles to be able to get this willing chick over to the house.
Yeah.
Who calls you sir?
And moving.
And
the son does?
No, the girl.
The girl calls you sir.
The girl you brought up.
Oh, they don't make them like that
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying, dude. You have to respect that and be like, you know, I think he's mature enough and he knows what he's doing.
And clearly she's mature.
And this nice girl called me sir.
I'm only grossed out that you're going to be strict with girls.
My thought process is, I think we've all seen this.
I've seen, you know, Kate growing up and her raging hormones.
You know.
And so I know that girls can't be contained and they need structure.
Well, guess who you'd be having a baby with. So good luck disciplining her.
Kate and I both grew up with a decent amount of leeway, you know, when we were in like middle school and high school. And I saw plenty of kids lose their goddamn minds when they went to college. And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And I would never want to keep my kids too much under lock and key because I've seen people go absolutely berserk when they get to school. So there is like a fine line. Like you got to thread that needle. So
yeah,
I don't know that I want them to be getting it on in my house, but you can't be the weirdo overprotective parent.
All right, scenario number two. You spot some teenagers in like your bushes because now you're a grown up. You have your own house.
On my property.
You spot some teenagers in your bushes. All right. And then, you know, are you.
He doesn't mean the water hose. He means the hose. Are you?
Are you old man Morgan? Yeah.
That's what he calls up his hose.
The hose. Disgusting.
So, makes like hose.
Saying, not in that quite, scenario, John. Are you old man Martin? You come off, hey, you kids, stop fiddling around back there. Are you him?
Yeah, I wouldn't let kids get semen in my garden.
Or do you just.
Yeah. No, I take my garden very seriously. No,
But like, no, where else are they here. Supposed to go?
Yeah. Not like, in my backyard.
Don't we have
a responsibility?
We were kids
go
once.
Go to a park.
It takes a village, you're saying, to get it in.
We were kids once.
Oh
my gosh. And we would love to have any safe place to go fuck around somewhere because the odds of us fucking around were so slim anyway. Isn't it like kind of a sacred thing that you should leave alone sometimes?
You really topped yourself with the big titty grandmas.
I would have liked to be left the fuck alone for a second back then.
Aww.
And so it's almost like
I was just thinking about
do
me
I
you.
Really have I turned that much? Have I turned that much that I won't let some kids fuck around in my backyard?
In your house?
I mean, I'm gonna close the shades.
You could go full creep and have kids over that aren't your kids and be like, yo, you guys need a place to drink? Hook up with that girlfriend of yours? Gross. By the way, that girl's a fine piece. It was like, dude, there were always the older guys that would make comments about like your girlfriend who was plainly underage and be like, thanks,
man.
They'd
be like, that's a fine piece of tail. And you're like,
you don't know how lucky you are, son. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, where'd this redneck come from in our Pennsylvania neighborhood?
Well, there you go.
No, but I could see you being that guy. That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
No. I am not saying that at all. You don't facilitate it, but do you cock block it?
Yeah.
Do you intervene?
Yeah.
I think it depends.
The way Koppel's saying it now, I feel like it shouldn't even be a question. I feel like I'm a horrible person for even asking. But...
I hear what you're saying too.
Like, you know, I was there before.
I'm not going to rain
on
too many
parades. Underrated
part
about like a shitty element of being a kid in the year of our Lord 2022, Ring and all these other alarm apps.
Oh.
everyone has video.
Oh. Like back in the day,
because I was going to tell you, dude, you don't need to facilitate. They just got to wait till there's a house party. But now any respectable house has cameras on their house. So they shouldn't be able to get away with having a party.
Everything is way more surveillance. Oh, yeah. It's way harder to...
Surveillanced. Surveillance has now become a verb.
Surveillanced state.
We surveillance the shit out of that house. They couldn't have got away with anything.
Yo, celebrities were shitting in beds 50, 60 years ago. There weren't pictures.
Marilyn Monroe probably shit in someone's bed.
Marilyn Monroe definitely shit in Joe DiMaggio's bed. I have it on good authority.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What?
I mean, honestly, who knows? We don't know because you think... Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up in a second. Stop. CG's saying how he has to pee. And just
he's being very, real smooth about it.
It's
he's
very distracting
to his dick and balls area.
See, he's telling me he needs a blowjob right now, so I have to wrap this up.
By the way, that's what,
what he does when he
to fuck right now.
Yeah,
you guys get
that's what he does when he's horny
right now. Pointing at my dick a lot, and
you were like,
was like, yo, so you guys have peanut M&Ms, so I'll be fine on the couch.
In the industry, that's how you say you're going to the bathroom.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up anyway.
As far as you know, you people at home aren't really sure about that. That's how we do things in the industry.
Are you done talking about teenagers fucking, CG, as your topic?
That's fine. Listen, I got about 10 more minutes of teenagers fucking. You hang tight, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to hum myself with these topics.
No. I think it's a good would we cock block.
It's what
for the
would
most part,
do?
I would
it's
not.
A what would you do?
I don't think
the,
I would.
You're not the kid, and you're the
I don't mind
grown-up.
Kids rubbing up on each other as long as they're in a good relationship. No, I don't care. Just do whatever.
I'm like, are you guys in love? If you knock the fuck off my property. You are that lady. Like, yeah, that Mrs. Wolf asked us if we were in love, and that, you know, I think she would have kept let us keep fucking around if we said we would.
Okay.
By
anyway,
the cooler grown up is so you right now, because I'm like, you know what I do is I run, and it's interesting. You see what runners are like, and you're like, I'm all about kids getting there. So who's the dickhead? It's me.
Okay.
God damn it.
We're wrapping
this is
it up.
The episode where I look the most horrible ever.
No,
so
we get it.
You're,
we people understand what you were saying as the topic.
I hope so.
They don't.
No,
because I'm here. I don't understand. Stop. You creepy piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Okay, Koppel.
It's like, could any teenager's life be cool if there were just cock blocks anywhere? Like, isn't, like, high school and college supposed to be the awesomest time of your life? And then if parents are all trying to ruin that shit, can anybody have a cool life? That's what I worry about.
Right.
Well, I think high school was the peak of cock blocking, right?
It is.
Because that's when
yeah.
your friends, and they still love you. It's not that they're being haters, but they get salty and people aren't good at handling alcohol. And they're like, I'm sick of Siege getting some again. I'm going to stay in his face so he can't hook up tonight. And it's like some deep, repressed part of you that you don't want to think about when you're sober. But you're like, well, guys, we're having fun, right? And your friend's like, get the fuck out of here. And you're like, what?
That's what I'm saying. The cock block comes from every direction.
Yeah, there's so
when
much
when you're
cock
in like, yeah. When you're... Middle school, high school, the cock block comes from every direction.
But when you're in high school, you'll just start making out in front of people. You'll be like, fuck it, let's do it, guys. Or not guys.
No, that's true. That's true. And like the chicks are down too. They don't know any better either. Like,
the hormones
for a little
are insane.
While. Like yeah. they think like, you know, that's the only place they really have to do it. Anyway.
I guess the peak of that's probably 15, 16. That's creepy. But that's when it happened, right? And then by like the end of high school, people weren't doing that anymore.
Okay, well, we're wrapping the teenager thing up.
I wish you didn't rope me into this. I wish I never came. No, I'm kidding.
This might all get cut.
No, it's not. People understand what we're saying. Anyway, Koppel, where can people find you?
Broad Street Run.
Woo!
Sunday.
It's coming out Monday, so the day before.
Right after I ran my PR. No.
Peaks Podcast. Peaks_podcast on Instagram.
Fuck yeah. Listen to Peaks and, you know, that support Johnny Depp. I don't know. He could be a piece of shit. Maybe don't support Johnny Depp. Go Sixers.
He's done a lot more movies than she has.
Guys, what's so your favorite Johnny Depp movie before we get out of here? I'll volunteer mine first.
It's not necessarily my favorite, but I grew up obsessed with this, Crybaby. I thought he was like one of my crushes growing up. Mm. So I loved Crybaby back then. And Edward Scissorhands, though. It's Edward a tie. Scissorhands Edward Scissorhands.
I think he was peak hotness in Nick of Time. Oh. But that's not
he might have been peak hotness in Desperado 2.
Oh, shit. Once upon a time, there was something like that.
I'm not a gay man, but if we're talking peak of hotness.
He's a piece of ass, though.
If we're talking peak
of hotness. I'm not gay, but he could get it.
If we're talking peak of hotness for men,
yeah,
I can get into the conversation.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying Desperado 2, whatever the fuck that movie was called.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I might say, since you said Edward Scissorhands, I'm thinking maybe Blow. That movie was dope.
Blow was the that was the best Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, Donnie Brasco was pretty damn good too. Yeah,
I mean he has so many good movies. Yeah, but
Public Enemies was good, not as good as it should have been.
Okay, we're wrapping this up.
I'm sorry.
It's all for healingkwolf27@gmail.com. May 5th, I will be at the Comedy Works in Bristol, PA. All girls night kind of comedy thing. So if you want to come. Check me out there. And then also 14th, I'll be in Lansdale at Boardroom Spirits. Woo! With Cricket Comedy. So come check one of those shows out if you want. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, John, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Nightmare on Elm Street's another killer one. That's his first movie. It's better than you remember it being.
Hell yeah.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.